Item is a change of zone, number 1759 and 1973, Osprey Point, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for Osprey Point for the reconfiguration of lots 13 through 16, the inclusion of the beach amenity located behind lots 14 through 16, the addition of a meandering path, several easements, and the addition of 37 parking spaces in the open space adjacent to lot 13, along with the reconfiguration of the parking lot located adjacent to lot 16. The final site plan was originally approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 14th, 2017. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels is District 334, Map 18, Parcel 83, District 334, Map 18, Parcel 83.17, Parcel 1085.00, 1086, and 1087, and 1088. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Folks, there's a lot of public interest in this one, and there's some substantial changes.
I think Mr. Whitehouse has some comments to add.
If I can, Mr. Chairman, I think because there is some history to this, I can assist by providing just a breakdown. Staff have created an additional document, and folks may have seen this in the paperless packet. I have printed copies of that document, and I will put a copy of it on the screen. So because of the history of this, I'm happy to just provide a very short breakdown. This is the additional document that staff have added that compares the site plan that's proposed. It takes extracts of that plan and compares it to the previous plans. So just to provide a very quick summary, there are actually multiple change of zones, and I'll actually run through that. The most recent change of zone application for this residential planning community was change of zone number 1973, which was an application that sought to amend a prior approval for this residential plan community, which was the CZ 59. 1759 was the approval. And the requested amendment in CZ 1973 was to amend the RPC to include a marina and a restaurant amenity area. And that change of zone application, 1973, went through a public hearing, and the Commission may remember that it was August 11th of 2022, and then County Council had their public hearing on June 22nd, 2023, with Council's decision on the requested amendment at the Council meeting of November 7th, 2023. And Council, and Commission may recall this, issued a split decision where they did not approve the restaurant or the tiki bar that was included in that, but they did approve other elements. Now, the reason I explain all of that history, and certainly we can print copies of the notice of decision for that change of zone 1973, is one of the conditions of approval that Council put on that was that it required the applicant to come back through the site plan review process and furnish the Planning and Zoning Commission with a revised site plan for the Commission's consideration. So that's what the applicant has done from a process perspective. In terms of what's shown on the plan, I prepared this document, and you have copies before you that summarizes the changes. There are three plans as I see it. There's plan that is before the Commission today, which is the revised plan. But then, just by way of background, this is an extract of the site plan that the applicant showed County Council as part of the change of zone application to add the restaurants and the marina. And the reason I mention this is that this is in the record for CZ 1973, and it was subject to public review and was publicly available when County Council made its decision to require that the site plan be formally amended. I think part of the confusion is if you go back to the original plan before the amended change of zone application, there was an approved site plan that was recorded for this RPC, and the Planning and Zoning Commission saw that at its meeting of June 11th of 2020, and it was formally stamped and approved and then subsequently recorded in August of 2020. And what staff have done is that we've taken an extract of that 2020 plan and we've compared it to the latest 2025 plan, which is the plan in the bottom right. And I put some notes between the two explaining the differences. And I can go through that list if it assists, Mr. Chairman. There's a series of bullet points, and these is what staff have added, summarizing the differences. Sure, yep. So from the original plan as it was originally approved, There were 22 car parking spaces shown to the east of lot 16. What this site plan does is that it realigns and shifts the lots slightly westward, and it extends that parking area to the east of lot 16, and it increases it from 22 parking spaces to 45 car parking spaces, and it actually puts some handicap parking spaces in as well. They're still accessed from Ethan Allen Drive and Paul Revere Drive at that corner there. It's still the same points of access, but the parking area is increased. And then jumping, the kayak storage areas are in approximately the same location that County Council saw. The tiki bar that was previously shown is no longer part of this because it was not approved and it's been removed, but there's an easement in favor of Osprey Point Preserve LLC that is shown on the plan in that prior area. The restaurant is removed, but the Harbour Master building is still shown as part of the proposal, and that's located roughly in proximity to the harbour area. And you can see that that's that rectangular area adjacent to the car park. Kayak storage, I've mentioned. And if I jump to the next page, so this is extracts just shifted along of the same plans. So if you look westward of lot number 13, those lots are shuffled down slightly. And then a car parking area is added with 37 spaces to the west of lot 13. And that is also accessed off of where the access was shown on the County Council site plan leading to Paul Revere Drive. That has a landscape buffer around the perimeter and fencing. And then there's a meandering path that is located behind the lots, and that connects all the way down to the kayak storage areas. The prior plan with County Council didn't show the meandering path going that far down in the previous plan, but it does go past where the community beach area is shown. And then finally, just a couple of observations on this plan, that no lighting is shown in the car parking areas, and that's a question that we'd have for the applicant. And the design of the meandering path isn't shown on the submitted site plans. That's something that's rather important, given that it's in the 50-foot wetland buffer from tidal wetlands. So, to add,
Jamie, the screening, any screening required for parking.
That's
as
a good
well.
Point. So with parking areas next to, thank you, with parking areas located next to residential lots, one of the things that needs additional clarification and discussion, should this go any further, is what are the screening proposals for car parking to shield against car headlights for lots 13 and 16 and potentially 12? So,
thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So, commissioners, any other discussion? I think there's enough question about the changes that this might warrant a public hearing.
No doubt.
I agree.
No doubt.
One of the hallmarks of what we do, of planning and zoning, any planning and zoning effort, is to provide predictability for not only applicants, but for the public. And when an approved site plan is put forth and folks lay their money down based on what they saw on that plan, any change to that plan needs to be taken very seriously. So I am in favor of bringing this to a public hearing for that reason.
So I move to defer this for scheduling a public meeting in the near future.
Public, it would be a public hearing.
Public hearing, yeah, sorry.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone 1759 and 1973 Osprey Point pending the scheduling of a public hearing. All right, our next item is...
all those in favor?
Yeah, oh, I'm vote. Sorry. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay. Now, next. Subdivision 2024-01, Michael and Tammy Magaha. This is the final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the lands of Michael and Tammy Magaha subdivision, which consists of the creation of one lot and residual lands. The preliminary subdivision plan approved by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. The property is located on the northeast side of Concord Road, Route 20. This final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and Subdivision Code, as well as all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 231, Parcel 17, Map 17, Parcel 46. The zoning's AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve the final subdivision plan for 2024-01, Michael and Tammy Magetta.
I second.
It's It's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for site plan, for subdivision 2024-01, Michael and Tammy McGaugh. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is a site plan 24-59, Leeward Chase, conditional use number 2369, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary and final site plan for Leeward Chase for the construction of a community of multifamily structures consisting of 53 duplex structures totaling 106 units, an amenity area including a pool and pool house, stormwater management, and internal roads. Multifamily improvements are permitted at the site via conditional use CU number 2369, which was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, June 27th, 2023, via ordinance number 2936. Plan is proposed on two parcels totaling 50.797 acres and located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, approximately 0.4 miles east of the intersection of Sand Hill Road, Sussex County Road 319, and Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. Preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 135, Map 15.00, Parcel 98.00, and Parcel 98.01. Zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Should Commission decide to act favorably on this proposal, we have received all final, all agency approvals. So we're requesting final approval. We did have one note that the county attorney's office, when they responded regarding the draft HOA covenants, did make a note that it appears the plan that there are wetlands on the site and the restrictive covenants did not contain a notice that the property contains the regulated wetlands. I wasn't sure if that was something that we would require a revision.
We can just make sure that that's implemented before final, if this is preliminary. So
understood.
So do you have all final approvals?
We have, aside from that, which we can do, okay. We have all agency approvals, yes.
Final by staff?
Yes.
Final by staff, because they've got some things they have to work out.
Okay. That's it? Okay. Any further discussion on that? Mr. Chair, with regards to S24-59, Leeward Chase, conditional use number 2369, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan.
Second.
With final by staff. I'm sorry.
Okay. To be moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for site plan 2459 Leeward Chase, conditional use number 2369, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 25-01. Sussex CSG1 LLC, conditional use number 2354, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a solar facility project for the installation and operation of a 4-megawatt community solar facility consisting of a photovoltaic solar panels affixed to steel racking and associated protuberances, transformers, fencing, and interwoven screening, a Knox box, and other site improvements to be located on a 23.58-acre portion of a parcel of land containing 49 acres total. Staff note that the site was subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2354, for the establishment of a solar farm to be located within an agricultural residential district. Application was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, October 10th, 2023, and the use was established through ordinance number 2955. Additionally, staff further note that the conditional use site plan was submitted prior to February 23rd, 2022, the approval of the county solar farm ordinance number 2920, which was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. Therefore, not a requirement, staff continue to encourage the application of the minimum standards required through the ordinance in the sections of Sussex County Code in this plan. Property is located on the south side of Old Racetrack Road, Sussex County Road 502, approximately 0.75 mile east of Delmar Road, Route 54 in Delmar, Delaware. Applicant has provided details on the proposed financial security package for decommissioning for review by the commission. Subject to the commission's approval, review of the applicant's proposed financial security, the preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 20.00, Parcel 14.00, zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Any questions on this? Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve preliminary site plan for S-2501 Sussex CSG 1 LLC, conditional use 2354.
Just real quick before you vote on it, I apologize, forgot to ask, is staff very good with the security that's been provided?
Yes, so he's the answer.
Okay, all right, that's, I just want to make sure we had that on the record.
I second the motion.
Preliminary and final.
Preliminary and final.
Preliminary and final. Preliminary and final.
Preliminary and final, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the site plan S-2501 Sussex CSG 1 LLC, conditional use number 2354 as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 25-03, Deep Branch Park, City of Milford, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan submitted on behalf of the City of Milford for the construction of a public park and ancillary improvements, including a utility structure, parking, paved access, and a paved multi-use trail network within the site connecting to an ingress egress on South Rehoboth Boulevard, Route 14 in Milford. Parcel is lying on the south side of South Rehoboth Boulevard, Route 14, approximately 600 feet west of the intersection of Windward Boulevard. Tax parcel is District 330, Map 11.00, Parcel 39.00. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desired to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. And staff note that a revised plan has been received by the department and copies have been distributed, and I believe it's on the screen.
Mr. Chairman, I move to defer S-2503 Deep Branch Park, City of Milford preliminary site plan for future consideration.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on site plan 25-01, Sussex SCG, 2503, Deep Branch Park, City of Milford, preliminary site plan, defer action. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is a site plan 25-05, Woodland Ferry Road Solar Field, formerly known as Community Power Group, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for the construction of a solar facility and other related site improvements. Conditional use number 2336 to permit the use at the site was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, June 6, 2023, via ordinance number 2924. The fenced area containing the solar arrays occupies 25.012 acres of the parcel, which is comprised of a total of 39.45 acres. Parcel is lying on the north side, Woodland Ferry Road, Sussex County Road 78, 0.15 miles east of the intersection of Woodland Ferry Road, Sussex County Road 78, and Bethel Road, Sussex County Road 493, and on the east side of Bethel Road, Sussex County Road 493, 0.2 miles north of the intersection of Woodland Ferry Road and Bethel Road. Preliminary and final site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 232, Map 5.00, Parcel 11.03. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. A decommissioning plan has also been included, which addresses the financial security component of the conditions of approval. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approval. Staff note that the applicant has provided materials, including the findings of fact from the hearing, public hearings for conditional use 2336, as well as a presentation with photos relating to the proposed fencing. Hard copies of the documents have been provided to the commissioners. I believe they're available. The question is they, as per the findings of fact and the public hearings, they had proposed a game fence, not fully screened fencing. And so they have provided the hearing materials as part of their package, as well as some images of the gaming fence that they are proposing. And I had indicated to the applicant that in the past, we always required the opaque, generally green fabric or plastic screening within the fence. They requested that I present those items to the commission.
Well, for me personally, because that's always been a topic, and again, I'll say we don't know what we don't know with these solar farms until there somebody puts one up and we see what we don't know. Jeez. But I'm going to go back to the requirement of the usual fencing that we've made everybody else do with the green.
Great.
Anybody have any comments on that?
And I would note that the applicant did indicate, and I asked them to put a note on their plan, that they would provide that, and so this can still go for preliminary and final.
Okay.
Because they have for that option
right.
on the plan.
Okay, that's good. And I appreciate this information because I didn't really know what a game fencing was when I was looking at the packet prior to being here today.
And
so,
and just for the record on this, staff's reviewed the proposed financial security, and everybody's good with that?
We have, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, good. All right, Mr. Chair, with regards to S-2505 Woodland Ferry Road Solar Field, formerly known as Community Power Group, I make a motion to approve the preliminary and final site plan with the notation regarding the required fencing.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 25-05 Woodland Ferry Road Solar Field, formerly known as Community Power Group, as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2020-19, Monarch Glen, formerly known as Twin Lakes Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for Monarch Glen, a cluster subdivision consisting of 246 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, and associated forested landscape buffers. The final subdivision for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, May 25th, 2023. The amenities plan proposes the creation of a 5,582 square foot clubhouse, a 3,271 square foot in-ground pool, 6,138 square foot pool deck area, and 733 square foot pool house. 33 parking spaces, and other ancillary site improvements. Property is located on the south side of Blossom Lane and the east and southeast side of Silver Beach Drive within the existing and previously approved Monarch Glen AR1 GR cluster subdivision. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is a portion of District 334, Map 10.00, parcel number 59.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and GR, General Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to 2020-19, Monarch Glen, formerly known as Twin Lakes, I make a motion to approve the amenities plan as final.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the amenities plan for subdivision 2020-19 Monarch Glen, formerly known as Twin Lakes, as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the subdivision 2021-02, the Estuary Phase 4 Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for the Estuary Phase 4, a cluster subdivision consisting of 116 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, and associated forest landscape buffers. The final subdivision for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, December 15th, 2022. The amenities plan proposes the construction of a 2,732-square-foot clubhouse, a 2,500-square-foot in-ground pool, 9,600 square feet of concrete decking, 27 parking spaces to include two ADA accessible spaces, landscaping, a gazebo, walking trail, crabbing kayak pier, and other related improvements. Property is located on the north side of Pierview Lane within the existing and previously approved estuary subdivision. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is a portion of District 134, Map 21.00, parcel 11.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the amenities plans for 2021-02, the Estuary Phase 4, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Let the record show I will abstain.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the amenities plan for subdivision 2021-02, the estuary phase four, was that a preliminary and a final, or a final by staff?
By staff.
Okay, but the final approval will be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Let the record show that passed 4-0 with Ms. Wingate abstaining. Our next item is subdivision 2021-04, Autumndale, formerly known as Autumndale and Fairmont Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for Autumndale, formerly known as Autumndale and Fairmount, a cluster subdivision to consist of 104 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, and associated forested landscape buffers. Final subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, July 27, 2023. The amenities plan proposes the construction of a 3,195-square-foot pool house amenity building, 2,704-square-foot pool area, 3,433-square-foot deck area, cluster mailbox, patio, walking trail, parking, and other supplementary site improvements. Property is located on the south side of Box Elder Way within the existing and previously approved Autumndale subdivision in Harbison, Delaware. The amenities plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is portion of tax map District 234, map 10.00, parcel 14.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-04, Autumndale, formerly known as Autumndale and Fairmount, I make a motion to approve the amenities plan as preliminary and final.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the amenities plan for subdivision 2021-04, Autumndale, formerly known as Autumndale and Fairmount, as a preliminary and as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-15, Sandpiper Cove, formerly known as Cobb Property. Request to amend conditions of approval.
On February 3rd, 2025, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a request to amend conditions of approval for the Sandpiper Cove subdivision. Sandpiper Cove is a cluster subdivision to consist of 68 single-family lots, private roads, open space, and amenities to include a pool and pool house. The final subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, June 22, 2023. The property is lying on the northeast side of Zion Church Road, Sussex County Route 382. The applicant has stated that Condition I of the conditions of approval as currently provided presents a problem for the applicant. Condition I currently provides amenities including a pool and pool house shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 40th residential building permit. The applicant has proposed Condition I be amended to state the pool and pool house shall be open for the use by the residents of this development by Memorial Day weekend 2025. If a certificate of occupancy is not secure for the pool and pool house by this time, no additional building permit shall be issued after Memorial Day 2025 until the pool and pool house are open for use. Tax parcels are District 533, Map 12, Parcel 21 and 21.03. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
Are there any comments on this? I think anybody's going to be using the pool before Memorial Day anyways.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay. With Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-15, Sandpiper Cove, formerly known as Cobb Property, I make a motion to approve the request to amend conditions of approval.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the request to amend conditions of approval for subdivision 2021-15, Sandpiper Cove, formerly known as Cobb Property. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Jody E. McElwee, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.964 acres more or less, and the residual land will contain 1.378 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of all shared access roads. The parcel is located southwest on the southwest side of Argos Corner Road, Road 14. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 230, Map 7, Parcel 80. The zoning is General Residential District, GR, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move that regarding the lands of Jody L. McElwee, that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second it.
We move and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Jody L. McElwee with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Robert Shipley and Shirley Miller, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 2.40 acres more or less, and the residual land will contain 2.61 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The parcel is located on the west side of Deep Branch Road, Sussex County Road 315. Minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 14, Parcel 2.15. The zoning is agricultural residential, AR1 district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
And you do have the shared use agreement for the easement?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Robert Shipley and Shirley Miller, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off a 50-foot easement with as a final.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Robert Shipley and Shirley Miller as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Jordan Stack, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.982 acres more or less, and the residual land will contain 4.017 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The parcel is located south of Portsville Road, Sussex County Route 492, approximately 3,465 feet east of South Shellbridge Road, Sussex County Route 492. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 432, Map 7, Parcel 15.05. The zoning is agricultural residential, AR1 district, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to lands of Jordan Stack, minor subdivision plan, I move to approve, minor subdivision plan off a 30-foot easement, easement final by staff upon all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Jordan Stack with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you.